So how did lunch go? Did you guys accomplish anything? No? Nothing? Still trying to figure it out. Okay. How about you guys? Did you settle something? No? Did? Oh, it's my fault. I like that. You guys are still working it, aren't you? Okay. Well, here's what we're going to do. I want to ask a question. Who do you think this case study is about? Woo-hoo-hoo! Sherry, would you come up? Would you come up and talk to us about a mini? So here's the deal. Last year, we did a virtual conference. Sherry Perry, who, if you didn't know, runs a dairy in Tucumcari. No?
Perry's.
So what we have here is someone who took the bull by the horns, because I actually taught this stuff last year. And if anyone came to the conference and was like, this seems vaguely familiar, she actually put it into action. So can we have a round of applause for Sherry Perry, because that is awesome.
Which really, truthfully, is a round of applause for our team, because I did not do a lot of this.
Perfect.
So.
Which is the idea. People support what they help create.
It's a good idea not to do all of it.
So what we'd like to do is she and her team shared some of the goodies that they put together and actually worked. And I'm going to have you just walk through it. And I know you haven't seen these slides yet, so you're just going to have to trust me.
That is a nice logo.
It is. It's lovely. So Show Me the Money. Tell us about Show Me the Money. What was the mini game about?
So we wanted to give everybody in our company, we'd never in 25 years shared how the money worked in our company. And so no one had any idea what anything cost. So we literally spent the first 30 days, not before the game, literally walking through the top 10 areas of our business that they just had no idea. People's minds were blown how much money we spent. And so we broke the team up into marketing, admin, sales, and service. And we literally had them tell us, what are the main activities that you do every single day? And then we put a dollar amount to those.
So these are the different activities?
Yes.
Okay. And you did something really interesting. So it's not important that you know every detail of this mini game. Who is it important to? To each of the teams, right? So it's powerful because it's very specific. And details and data matter. There's something else that she did, though, down here. So there's the rules. Here's the kitty, the savings, refunds. These are important things for them to know. It's not important for you to know. The point is the game is outlined very specifically. But at the bottom of this, tell them about the personal part.
So we gave every staff member the opportunity to win fiscally regardless of the outcome of each of their team members. So if they did the things in the personal block, they created revenue. And those things in the personal block are really, they're big game changers in our company.
So they have set up group wins, right, by their team and individual wins as well. This is high-level minigame play, let me tell you. This is not what I see normally, and I'm not suggesting everybody leap to it immediately. I would try to go for the team win first, but I really like it because it gives a chance, it kind of recognizes, hey, we see you, we appreciate you, and here's a chance for you to win. So here are some other photos that the team sent. This is of your tree and how you were measuring progress, correct?
Right. So we started off with a blank tree. Do you want me to go there now? Oh, there's the blank tree.
Amazing.
We started off with a blank tree, and then for every $25 that they earned, which was lined out with points, each team got to put up a leaf of their own color. So this is midway through the program.
Are they winning or losing?
We're winning! Right. And so this was at the last part of it. So the tree was nice and, you know, nice and bushy. But what was really cool is the team got a really good understanding of the tree is not all red, it is not all yellow, and it is not all orange. It's a compilation of every single one of the departments, which was a big deal.
That's a great visual representation of the business, isn't it? Now, Did they have data sheets? Absolutely. But look
My
at this.
My favorite.
This is what you're looking at every day, right? And so the individual owners, the team members, can actually keep their own scorecards up, right? Here's an example, right? Updating the scorecard so that they can get ready for a brief. Did you have weekly huddles on this, or how did you meet?
Yeah, weekly.
Weekly.
Yeah.
Frequency is really important, right? Frequency is where it all happens. Accountability lives and breathes in frequency. Sherry?
There was an increase of the desire to wanting to add more, and at the same time, there was an increase of awareness of efficiency and mistakes. So, for example, on the refund parts, or knowing where the money can trickle out, when we don't see it, when it's not in our hands, it's easy to say, oh, just this one time, it's just this. It just provide a little bit more of awareness on our day-to-day activities to tighten it up a little bit. During the game, and even now where it's completed but we're still kind of in it, there was a different mindset that shifted in the team overall. It was more of a, this is our baby. These minutes that maybe have wasted weren't necessarily intentional, just maybe a little bit not aware. And I think now they're more aware. Now they're more aware where they can get more out of their day. They can understand the value of what they give back to TMC more now than ever before.
So you see some of the ancillary benefits to playing a mini game. It's really not about the tree, is it? But maybe it is. What is the tree? The tree is the company, right? You see how it's connecting back, but also a different way to interact with one another. They're working together every day, but even as an outsider looking at it, I'm telling you, I was really impressed.
I think there was a lot of accountability that was involved, and if, like I said, everybody was supportive. We were all reminding each other to do the reporting, and when we heard somebody get off of a call, we said, hey, don't forget to write that down. So it really just brought the team together and made everybody more aware of what everybody else was doing in the office.
So peer-to-peer accountability, peer-to-peer pressure. Hey, we're winning. Let's keep going. Let's go there. Or we're behind.
Yeah, she's 19, by the way.
Yeah.
And I love that because I feel like the bar is just higher and it doesn't matter how old you are. Like, you can still be doing the
Well, we did all the study on every piece of research we could get our hands on with 2,000 people. We have a lot of young, you know, millennials, Gen Y, Gen Z, and we found out something really weird. It turns out that after all that research and all that study, that millennials are people. Here's the thing. Winning is a universal human need. I'm dead serious. Nobody likes to lose. And if you don't believe me, gather all your... Let's try it right now. Raise your hand if you like to lose. If somebody raises their hand, I want you to get them a job with your competitor. Right? Are you getting the theme here? We don't need those people here. We need them over here. Look, the thing is, are they winning at home? Are they winning in life? Maybe not. One place they can win is here, and I really love that we can have our young people go, oh, I see what we're doing. Hey, we're making something better, even if it is a capitalistic company, right? How do we change things? How do we create jobs? How do we create wealth and share the wealth with those who created it? It's through business. And so,
so when we went over all of the different parts,
that's the same.
We're very fortunate in 99% of our surveys are excellent. And people love us, but it's the 1% that we need. So many things we do affect the bottom line of the company, and it gave them more motivation to do them even better. We ship a ton of stuff out of TMC, and we had gotten in the habit of just going in, making a label, same old, same old. We knew it was efficient, it was fast, boom, boom, boom. And then one day, we discovered that there were a couple little taglines at UPS that you could click and it would give you different rates. And you could be like, okay, if I ship it this way, it's this much. If I ship it this way, it's this much. And adding that one little step ended up saving us an insane amount of money. I was saving the company. And it was so exciting to be able to to realize that and be like, oh my gosh, I did this for our company. It was super exciting.
She's glowing. She's winning, man. She made an impact. Don't you think that was celebrated? I mean, I just love it so much.
Competition on different teams, clean their clock and let them know it was up and we're the best team here and don't even try.
My team did lose.
So, listen, here's the thing. But this is why I just love you so much and you're so courageous and vulnerable. Here's the thing. I mean, she did lead a group through an awesome mini game and they paid out $16,000 of rewards. Is that cool? In 90 days. Thank you. So, the reason that I'll get right to you. The reason I wanted to show those little clips is, first of all, I'll do anything for a laugh. And second is, what could we do better next time, right? And the one thing that I noticed, there's two things that I'm going to give you coaching on, and that is, number one, what could the dollars have been? I mean, look, if you ask me, I'll take cash anytime. I will. That's Steve Baker. Give me the cash. In fact, do you still have that $100 you owe me? Don't, because I'll take it. You see what I'm saying, though? But it disappears. So next time, ask them what they want and create the opportunity for them to have an experience that they'll never forget as a team, right? Go to a concert, go to Topgolf, do something, have a barbecue, have pizza parties, anything like that. So avoid cash rewards. Say, in other words, this is going into the bonus pool, right, for the annual bonus program. Maybe you pay it out quarterly or whatever your arrangement is. The second one is, I never want to hear anybody say, well, my team lost. And there was a lot of friendly competition between those three buckets, those three groups. What I'd like to do is say, what if we all pointed, they could each run their own part of the mini game, right? And they learned how they holistically made up a beautiful tree, and it's beautifully themed for the season, right? So that would be my two things. Avoid cash rewards, and then make sure that we're not competing against one another. Not a harsh criticism, is it? So one more time for Sherry Perry and TMC. Thank you so much. You're the best. You did so good. Okay, so I'm going to share another case study with you, and then I'm going to ask, it sounds like not all of you got done, but I'm going to take volunteers. Well, I did ask you to work over lunch, so, I mean, it was either me or meatloaf. Go with meatloaf. Meatloaf. So, check these guys out. This is, so in the veterinary business, I don't know if you knew this, but there are big companies and big private equity groups that are rolling up different industries, dentistry practices and optometry practices and veterinary practices. Mars, you know, M&Ms. Do you guys hear that or is that?
Yeah, it's weird.
Is it funky? Oh, is that what it is? Okay. I thought maybe the old hip was, no. So what I'm trying to say is, you know, M&M's, Mars bars, that foundation, that family fortune is rolling up veterinary practices. Banfield, you see him at PetSmart and different things, right? Well, Randy Spencer, Dr. Randy Spencer, here's his group. He's the guy in the tie. He said, I want something different for my people. I really do, because, you know, I don't want to just punch in a clock. We do something special for animals and people. They really, really love animals, which isn't that what you want your vet to do? And so he's got three hospitals in Phoenix, Arizona, and he says, what could we do different? He ran into The Great Game of Business as a book. It was recommended to him. He said, I got to get into this. I got to look into some other things. He's even like going, maybe I could even be employee-owned one day. You know, who knows? And what I'm telling you is, if you go to great technicians, what do they do when you say, hey, let's teach you business? Nope. I take care of animals. Without me, there'd be no practice. There'd be no hospital. Are you getting the point? Very easy to fall back into that trap that we talked about earlier. And so Dr. Spencer's like going, it's not my hospital. It's not my three hospitals. It's yours. It's yours. It's yours. Right? And he started to teach people business. We went in and our coach Jack O'Reilly helped him out. And here's the thing. I'm just going to leap right to the mini game. So they had a whole lot of different ideas about how they could improve the business, but they were starting to teach. They said, what's something that we can do that everyone could get involved in? So they had certain things for surgical procedures. They had some people doing is it rehab or whatever, you know, where you exercise a dog or a cat or whatever. And actually, I always ask this question of veterinarians when I run into them. I'm like, can you give a dog a CAT scan? You can. I'm serious. They do all kinds of great imaging. Oh, here's the thing, though. So he says, what can we do for the people that, let's say they're the techs, or let's say they're the front office people, you know, the people that meet you and sell you dog food and make your appointments and things like that. And this is one of the mini games they came up with. And I'm telling you, they weren't my client. So I'm just telling you, this weird stuff happens everywhere. It's not just my fault. The front line staff came up with Poopapalooza. It's all about upselling fecal scans. So a fecal check is to make sure that you don't have heartworms and you don't have amoebas and whatever all these other things are. And then someone had to draw all these crazy microbes. The whole thing came, see the test tubes on the left? That's their, are we winning or losing? What do you think they wanted for rewards? Well, they found, depends, points. They found these on Amazon. Isn't that funny? Beanie Baby microbes? Who would have thought? But they had to go find it, right? They made the scoreboard. They made the theme. I think it's hilarious because it's the same people who'd be like, Steve, you're a little off color here with your humor and everything. And they're going, Poopapalooza, we're celebrating poop. And the whole thing comes down to, you care about your pet, right? Well, when we bring them in next, would you like to go ahead and have a fecal scan? I think it'd be a good idea. They don't have to do it every time, but they found out how much money they make on it. So next time you go to the vet, I would ask them what their profit margin is. So, is it interesting? Here's the thing. If you add up all of their, now I think they missed the boat. Because I think they could have done other rewards. Is this too much? Wait for it. Whoa! Seriously. This is the stuff in 1 year of playing the game. So mini games are just part of it, right? It's teaching people business. It's helping them understand how they really connect. Because remember, the mission is pets first, then their owners. And it's our community, right? It's Phoenix, Arizona. It's our three hospitals. We're going to stay here. So he took it, and in 1 year, they increased their revenue 55%. Cash went up 350. Revenue per employee up a quarter. EBITDA, which, by the way, he just went August 16th of this year, employee-owned. So in other words, the ESOP trust bought him out. He raised his value 184%. What's the benefit for him when he's selling his company? Dr. Spencer's payout is bigger, right? Is that awesome? And for the employees, if they keep raising that EBITDA, right, the valuator's looking at that number and saying, well, here's your multiple, blah, 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 here's your value. Their stock price now goes up. You get it? Operating cash flow up almost 100%. They dropped their debt 36%, and they're added 20 jobs. The one I skipped over, in case you're wondering, SIO is stake in the outcome, paid $1.5 million out to his people in 1 year. Is that impressive? Over Poopapalooza? I'm telling you, these things, they add up, right? It's this group does Poopapalooza. These guys do the tree. These guys do, right? Everybody's working toward a common goal, and you use mini games to drive the big critical number of the business. And from now till the end of the year, what if you focused on your profitability? And you just asked people, can we make a difference? So, that one? This one? This one? I'm not sure which one you're looking at. I think you mean this one. By the way, they did not give me those slides. I just want to make it clear they're very tasteful people. So, here's what I'd like to do. In just a couple minutes, can anyone who wants to volunteer to come up front here and just kind of walk me through the template so that everybody can hear what minigame you came up with? Let's go by hands. Who's ready to do that? Raise your hand. Left arm. I like it.
The right arm.
Okay, let's get your attention up here. What we're going to do is there are going to be a couple of rules about this, and we have till what time? 2:30? 2:30. Okay, perfect. This is perfect, guys. I think this was time well spent. because I could hear a lot of discussions going on about what you're trying to do, and the level of questioning that you're having is the right thing to do. So what I'd like to do, is there anything from the virtual audience? I'm going to ask you guys, because we love you, and send questions. What we're going to do is just go have one spokesperson for each group, and if you can do it in just a minute and a half, 2 minutes.
Okay. All right, so we worked with we worked with Phil and Lori, and their company is a cleaning company. And we came up with the name of the game. The theme is called Don't Throw in the Towel. And what they want to do is reduce the cost of towel expense by 50% a month. Right now they lose 10 towels a month, and they cost $20 a towel. Really nice plush towels, right, right. So when you do the math, the loss, they want to minimize the loss by 50% to start with, to be successful. So instead of losing 10 a month, they want to minimize it to 5. And so they want to go from, let's say, 100 towels that they use to 95. And, you know, in the end, they only want to lose 15 towels in 90 days. That's the goal. This savings is $1,200 in cost. They make 5 cents on every dollar. They have to sell $24,000 in upsells to pay for these five towels.
The towels that are lost.
Right? That are lost. They even chopped it down further, and they have an average of $300 to clean a house divided, you know, in the year, and it means that they have to get 80 more jobs.
Woo.
To pay for these towels.
That's a lot of work.
That's a lot of work.
To make up for towels.
Right. Who is the players? They're the technicians and the shop manager who's going to start putting, they don't have inventory control right now on the towels, so the shop manager is going to help, and the technicians are going to get bought in. So they're going to do increments of acknowledging the win.
Mm-hmm.
And in 30 days, they're going to ask their team what they want, because we learned that from
very
you.
Very good.
But let's just say hypothetical, because we think this is cute.
We're assuming that you have total buy-in.
Yeah, it's not that we know it's not about what we want. It's about what the team wants. Okay. So after the first month, they're going to get a Dollar Tree instant towel. Have you ever seen those where you put, it's a superhero towel? Right? It's tiny little, you
and
stick it in water.
Rose.
Okay.
Gotcha.
60 days, they get a beach towel. Everybody in the team gets a beach towel. And at the end of the event, if they have over a savings of 5 or more towels, they will get a personalized robe with a pajama day at work.
Oh, wow. So. Okay. So, what do you guys think? And here's how we're going to do it. We'll do one power clap. That is not an STD. That is... Thank you. It's a thinker. It is one clap with power and passion. So I'll go 1, 2, 3. Ready? Try it again. 1, 2, 3. All right. So what did you think of the mini game? 1, 2, 3. All right. And can I give you some coaching?
Oh, sure, yes.
So one of the things, I love the fact that you're really emphasizing it's people support what they help create. People support what they help create. Your job is to coach them through it. My thing is that I'm going 300 houses? Is that what it, or no, 80 houses.
80 houses.
I mean, just put it in perspective of, that's a lot of work with no benefit to you or the company. It's just extra work that we're creating. So the idea could be when you have the manager of the, what did you call him?
Shop manager.
The shop manager. Don't let him become the towel Nazi. He is there to be a support. They are to be the police. They're the ones policing on the job, and what he's there to do is celebrate or say, what can I do to help? I hope also that we are asking, can we get a different supplier? How many do we use a year? Could we buy in bulk at a different way? I mean, just that's business people, right?
Yeah.
So lots of little things that you can do, but everything else lined up really nicely, and assuming that they chose those gifts, what I love about it is they're all real things, and the little towel, I bet a lot of people will still have that around at their desk or this,
yeah,
or that. These artifacts really stick around. So yeah, great job. So good modeling the behavior. One more. 1, 2, 3. Rock and roll. Who's next? Well done. Who's next? Yeah, come on up. So start with your, like I said, about a minute and a half, 2 minutes, if you can hit what is the company, what's the measure, and just walk down through it.
Hello, Scott Pflug. Our company is Carpet Direct. It's a flooring retail, mobile flooring service where we bring products to the customer in their own home, show them there. And so we're going to focus on that. Morgan's going to help me explain this as well in a little bit. But in flooring, there's no better customer than a builder. Nobody needs flooring more than a builder and more consistently than a builder. They order in large quantities and they order regularly. So our goal is to acquire builders. They are the best customers. They're the big pumpkin in the pumpkin patch.
There you go.
And so this is a hypothetical that I have a Carpet Direct works is on the broker. I need to acquire agents. This is under the assumption that I have 10 agents actively working out in the field and that we want to improve our builder clients. So if I told the team that we need to get in the next 3 months get 60 builders on board, they'd be like, you're crazy. We can't do that. We only have 20 after the first few years in business. Well, if we focus all of our effort and time on that instead of all other prospects, I think we can do it. And so that would mean with 10 agents, each agent would have to bring in one. The first month, we'll make a goal of one builder per agent for the first month, two builders for the next month, and three builders each for the next month. And by the end of that, we'll have 60 builders. So, and with time, they'll hopefully get better at bringing builders on board after they see that it is possible to do it.
I like what you did there. Reasonable, achievable, stretch. It's like, okay, we can eat away at this. How do you eat an elephant? Whoever said one leg at a time, we need to talk to you about your eating disorder. But yeah, one bite at a time. So one, I can believe one. Yeah. And two, I can get that. By the time they get those three, you go, you already got three. Can you do it again?
Just three more in 1 month.
Yeah, exactly.
And then by the end of that, collectively, we'll have our 60 builders on board, our goal. The benefit, obviously, is everybody's going to make more money, more commissions. We're going to have that repeat business. It's a lifetime customer if we treat them well. And so everybody's going to benefit in that regards, as well as the builders are going to benefit because we provide the best customer service. The players, obviously the agents are going to be the players. The time frame is 3 months. To get this, and I explained the breakdown there. The theme, if you build it, they will come. And the scoreboard, we're going to do maybe some type of Lego-type house, build a level of the house each time we achieve a goal. So by the time we achieve the ultimate goal, the house is built. And then the rewards, I'm going to have Morgan explain the rewards. Do I still have
time? Come on up.
I won't take too much time. But she had the great idea that I want her to explain personally.
Yeah, so I kind of went with, you know, obviously we have the one builder a month, so they get their, you know, if they reach one builder, they get that month's prize. Second month, if they get two, they get that prize. And then the third month, if they get three, they get that prize. But if they exceed their monthly goal, they get entered into a drawing for an ultimate prize. So whatever that may be, you know. If yeah, so if it's so if you put in, you know, if you get one more, so the first month you got two. One of those, you've already got that prize. Now your extra one goes in for the drawing, for the raffle, for the ultimate prize at the end. So you are reaching those incremental goals every month, and you are getting those prizes if you meet your goal. But if you exceed your goal, now you have an opportunity to get something even better at the end. So that's incentivizing, okay, I met my goal, but I'm going to keep going to see if I can get even more that month. And then hopefully by the end, maybe you'll even exceed your overall goal of 60.
Okay. So great job. Can I give you some coaching? And the idea is for everybody to get coaching, right? So I really like the way that you brought in the idea of a raffle, like we achieve a certain goal, and because we exceeded it, we get, oh, super platinum. Or, as we say at Taco Bell, supreme. No one has, you know what I mean? At our house, it's like, you know, What? You want sour cream too? That's supreme. Okay. I thought that was universal. So it's like, really? You got to supreme it? Come on. So here's the thing, though. It's there, right? The one nuance to it I would recommend you do is make sure that the team win is really clear. You could still do the raffle as they went above and beyond because I want them to leap for that, but that's up here. The team still wins together. So whatever that celebration is, whatever you guys do, have it be the if it's the brokers that are selling, have them all win together so that they feel like they're going somewhere, because as soon as a human gets the smell that they might not be winning, they let off the gas. Right? As soon as somebody else is winning, they're kind of like, well, I'll go on and do something else, right? So just go for the team win and then the supreme, the ultimate, that drawing thing. I think that's a nice topper. Well done. So let's give them a power clap. 1, 2, 3. Very good. Who's next? Thank you. Is this coaching okay? It's not too harsh, is it? Because I thought that idea was stupid. No, it wasn't stupid at all. No, awesome. It's awesome.
Hi, everybody. Good to see you. We are Phenomenal Widgets. And we're working on Let's Go Backs to fix the widget that was installed wrong. And our goal is to, in 90 days, is to have, we have 20 Go Backs. Our goal is reduce that by 50%. In 90 days. So in 50, in 60 days, we want only 15 go backs, and in 30 days, we only want 18 go backs. Our benefits are that each go back costs $100 times 20. That's $2,000 each go back's costing us. We need additional sales of $20,000 to make up for those 10 go backs. But each job we bring in, every new job we bring in $500. So every time we have to do a go back, that's an additional $10,000 we have to create. So we're already at $30,000 that we have to, extra income we have to create. The players are our techs. So the techs have to make sure that they install the widget properly the first time. The time frame is 90 days. The theme is every time that we have to go back, we don't have to go back. We get to put another brick on a chimney. We're building a chimney. I am a chimney sweep from St. Louis. The best one ever. We're phenomenal. Thanks to Howard System. The rewards is a, in 90 days, is a pig roast that comes out with a big smoker and does a whole pig roast at the park. The game is plan the game is the lead techs are doing it, and the whole team's basically making sure that the widget went on properly the first time and it's correct, so we don't have to go back. The celebrate the win in 30 days, if they get that reward, we're going to give them a Lego chimney. In 60 days, the reward is a s'mores kit, so they can cook something with their family and kids at the ceremony. And in 90 days, we're going to have an axe throwing, and Greg has to wear a Santa outfit and do a hula dance.
So I love the chimney theme, if you caught that, Santa, chimney, pig roast with the smoke coming out of the chimney. I love tying all that together. With the Phenomenal Widget Company, this is the big one. Did you guys hear what the whole thing is about? It's about go-backs or rework. Who has rework in this room? Some form of rework. If you're not holding up your hand, you need to go back to 747 for boot camp. That's not funny? Okay, I won't use that again. wow. Tough room. Hey, look, the thing is, if you don't have any ideas, Yeah, I know. If you don't have any ideas, that's what I love about this group, is they came up with a reworked minigame. It's worth so much more. And if you don't mind me repeating what I said at your table, it's the time you spent to do the job, the time you did to redo the job, the opportunity cost for what you could have been doing while you were redoing the job, and whatever damage you did to your brand, your customer service, the whole thing, right? So if you're stuck, look at what rework is in your industry. Go get the data and find out what is normal. And the other part I loved about it was you didn't say we're going to fix it 100%. We're going to drop it by 50%. Totally reasonable, totally achievable, totally believable. So great job. 1, 2, 3.
Thank you.
All right. We should have 3 left. Is that right? Come on up. You were volunteering so vehemently. It's all you, baby.
Yeah, I'm going to invite my team up here to...
Wait. And now, with great pleasure, I'd like to introduce you to Michael Killen, because he is killing it! Thank you.
So this is actually something where this is an awesome opportunity to work this out for our existing company. We sell outdoor furniture, and we have a package called a Total Care Package that we created a couple of years ago, and that is kind of like a white glove service. If you ever have an issue with your furniture, we'll come out, we'll pick it up, we'll get it back to the manufacturer, fix it up, and bring it back out to your house.
Nice.
And so what we do is we charge $100 for that. It actually comes along with a cleaning kit that's valued at $60. We pay wholesale about $25 on that. So our goal is...
May I ask, what is the usage of the program currently?
We're at 0%. So
this is pretty good.
It's a really good opportunity. I mean,
so
we started it 2 years ago, and it kind of, you know...
Okay, so the mini game is to bring it back.
Yes.
Okay, got it. Perfect. I love it.
So the improvement goal would be from zero to, we want to get 80% of our furniture sales within 90 days. And so at 80%, we estimate about $6,000 to the profit per month. And so that's with our GP, that's worth about $120,000 worth of sales per month.
Per month.
Mm-hmm. So the players would be the sales and delivery team. And the theme, so our values are what make us tick. So we're tenacious, innovative, caring, and knowledgeable. So this is going to be time to care. So we're selling a care package, and the theme's going to be a clock, and we'll show the percentage on the clock.
Mm-hmm. Keep going.
We are going to, we're going to go over this once a week during our level 10, and the rewards. So at 50% sales, we're going to rent out a movie theater. At 65%, we will do a company-wide dinner in a fancy restaurant. And at 80%, we're going to do a company-wide 3-day trip out into Amish country for employees and families.
Wow.
And so each upsell will actually, we're considering doing about a $5 credit for in-store credit to buy in-store merchandise so that our employees can own our furniture and, yeah. So... Celebrate the win.
Well, we have a 50%, a 65%, and then 80%. So if we get to the 50%, but we will get to the 80%, so that's not going to be a problem.
So what, first of all, what I love is that all of your prizes, your theme of time to care, allows you to do a lot of things. Because just let your mind go wild. Right now they have dinner time, movie time, and then fun time or Amish time or whatever that would be. But couldn't you also imagine, now remember, you don't get to use this. You can design the hell out of it, but you're going to go back. Here's the thing. You fold that up, put it in your pocket. I told some other folks this. You lead them there, but they will come up with some crazy stuff. They're going to go, I want an Apple Watch. Time. I want personal time off. Time. I want time for me, spa time, mani-pedi time. I'm totally with you. But remember, people support what they help create. Just you being here makes you a little bit more than an employee, right? So all I'm saying is just be aware and then say, man, we learned this really cool process and we'd like to walk you through it. You have those ideas. You just have them at the ready, right? Anybody got any thoughts or did you have any idea? I love that you're bringing the business case, which is, does anyone know how much we make on these things? And I want them to feel good about it, not to go tell their friends, whatever you do, don't buy the upsell. You know, don't buy the care package. I want them to feel like, great. And do you have a bonus plan now?
No.
You do not. In the future, because some people have bonus plans, and I was saying mini games are perfect.
Company-wide bonus?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, we do.
You do.
Yeah.
And how does that work? Is it quarterly, end of the year? What is it?
It is monthly.
Monthly. Okay, so what you're doing is you say, we don't want to give cash prizes because what we're trying to do is drive the overall earnings of the business, which I assume drive the bonus plan, correct?
Yes.
So that's where the cash comes in. These are non-cash rewards. You see the point? So this is really great, and my only coaching to you again is, make sure that you take a blank out, a blank template, and you go, let's talk about it. We discovered, you know, this graph shows the performance of this thing, but we make a lot of money on these. They're easy to sell, and it's a fantastic service for people. It just happens that your stuff is so good, they don't need to use it very much, is right?
Not very often.
So that makes me feel better already. But the thing is, everybody sells warranties. You all see them. It comes up at Walmart and at Costco. And, you know, do you want to add the $100 package, the $5? Whatever you're buying, there's a warranty package. Because industry-wide, I mean, all industries, they say that less than 10% get used. And you're saying 0%, and I love those numbers. So, good minigame?
Yeah.
Let's give it to him. One, two, three. Nice job, guys. Good luck. I can't wait to hear how some of these turn out, by the way. Trying to stay away from the cash because what we're really trying to do is drive the bigger game. Mini games, big game. Driver, critical number, right? So we're looking at ways that we can do this. Because what happens is if we start giving away cash, people forget. And they go, wait a minute, that was kind of fun. I don't know what. They have nothing to show for it. So here's a little bit of extra coaching for you. Who's left, by the way? Raise your hand if you haven't been up. We have two left, I think, or is it one?
Two,
we got to hurry then. So the quick coaching is that when you have the idea of paid time off, that same company, Tasty Catering in Chicago, they because, you know, when do caterers work? Nights, holidays, weekends? Ugh. They wanted time off, paid time off. And so the deal was, we're not together. How will we ever experience that feeling that you have when you have a big barbecue or you go on a three-day trip to Amish country? That's phenomenal because we'll never forget that, right? Cost probably isn't that much compared to what we could spend. But here's the deal. What Tasty Catering did is said you have to take one selfie of what you did on your day off. And so I'm telling you, they had so many great stories about people golfing and people laying on the couch and selfieing. But the best one was a mom had gotten her kid out. It was like on a Wednesday because they couldn't take their time off on the weekends, nights, holidays that they work, right? On a Wednesday, took them out of school, went to Six Flags over Mid-America, and at the top of the biggest roller coaster, hit a selfie. People were crying. I mean, it's just like they had to share their experiences. So it's really cool what you guys are all talking about. And remember, there's always a way to do a non-cash reward that will be more memorable than the $100 that you keep trying to give me. So, let's go here, and then we'll go here. You each have 2 minutes, and then we got to rock. Now you have 90 seconds. All right.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so we have five members of the team. I was alone one out, so we decided to do my business. So what we did was we looked at my fire and water restoration business, and the idea was to look at a particular division that had the highest profit margin. And my objective was to reduce our lost jobs to zero. And the impact on our business is pretty simple. Right now, for every dollar earned, we put 11 cents to the bottom line. If we change that structure, we can take every dollar earned and put 30 cents to the bottom line. So if we can really get our team or my team focused on this particular division, it can have a really strong impact on our company. So I want to try to get everyone engaged in the concept of why it's important for our company to do this and then why it can actually help them. So we set an improvement goal on that was the improvement goal, was to reduce the lost jobs. And then the estimated benefit was to double the run rate by 90 days, going to get us to our annual profit sharing three times faster. So we have an annual profit share based on the amount of revenue that we do, but in this particular case, we can actually show the team how we can get to that profit three times faster. So we're not really setting a particular bar other than just to say that by 6 months we could already be into profit sharing for the rest of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone knows that we have to hit a certain target. So in this particular case, if I can get that target by 6 months, then the rest of the 6 months of the year, they're actually earning profit sharing.
That's pretty great.
Without setting a real ceiling to it, that's one spot.
Talk about the theme.
So the theme, the idea was a Wild Wild West. The team actually came up with this. They were a great help. Wild Wild West, we're in Texas. We're going to put a bounty out for every time that someone catches one of these jobs, like I said, to reduce the jobs down to zero. So if you catch a job after hours, we're going to put a picture up. I was going to make like those little slots, like, you know, like you're grabbing something from the bottom. So every time they do that, you know, it'll show how many jobs someone has taken. And then I'm going to let them come up with the concept of what they get in return. So once their picture has all the slots gone, then what do you want in return? Is it a PTO day? Is it something else, right? Maybe we do something as a team to celebrate that person that hit that first one as a group. And so that's kind of the intermittent. I didn't get all of them down because we were having such a riveting conversation about how we go about it. So
the great thing here is, if you caught it, the really profitable jobs are, again, nights, weekends, holidays, the horrible times to work. And so paid time off is really a good thing for these folks to be talking about, because it's like, oh, I can have a life, I can have some balance, but we need to grow this because that's where the profit is. So it's kind of a neat way to start. And, you're fine. They will come up with the ideas. My only coaching on this one would be, let's make sure that the pot of potential prizes is decided before we start, so that it's standardized. You know, if you pull a tab, somebody doesn't go, well, I didn't know I could ask for a Cadillac or whatever. You know, someone will. And it's like, no, well, we agreed. These are the potential prizes. So you can work that out for sure. So anything else to add?
No, great idea. Looking forward to it.
Great idea. All right. 1, 2, 3. All right. Well done. Let's bring up the last group. Don't worry. It's not about the exact figures at this point. Remember, you will take time to get this right, and you want to kind of stress test it before you launch it, because it's a lot easier to pause a mini game before you start it than it is in the middle of it. So make sure your numbers are right, and remember, there's lots of help for you to make sure that things are good.
Gotcha. Our company is Honey Wagon. We pump septic tanks and grease traps at restaurants. So, yeah, we had last year COVID. Everybody was staying home, so we had great business because everybody was using their toilet at home. So it worked out great.
I did.
actually, we have three cost centers. One is the septic tank business. The next is holding tanks, which are similar to septics. And the third is grease traps at restaurants. And our county has a code that says each of the restaurants must be pumped every quarter. So we have some good repeat business, which we enjoy. So our goal is we're working on referral marketing, which has been, we've needed that for a long time. So what we are going to focus on is increasing referrals by at least one referral per week. And so the figures that I had were, if that was each restaurant were giving us 265 for the job, then by the end of the year we would have made like $12,000 more. However, we also have a product that helps digest the grease, which we sell at a cost of $85 a bottle. So that would increase it by exponentially. I haven't figured that out yet. So our players are mostly our drivers and the techs that ride with them, who can talk with the people at the restaurant and say, who do you know that could use our business? You know, we would love to work with them too. So we would get names from them, as well as the woman who is in charge of grease trap sales for our business is really good at working well with the restaurants, making sure that they have a contract. Right now it's just verbal, but so that we do them regularly, not just one time and then they're gone.
I like that, because it's real and it's a process, it's a system in place that will stick, right? Just getting real contracts will be a huge difference.
Yes. We've talked about that for a long time.
So good.
Yeah. Our goal would be each 90 days we'll evaluate what's going on. And our theme is, I just did this recently, or made this up. Our theme is going to be Pump It Up, Baby. So our logo, or our what we use for our calendar, whatever, is a pump truck. And then if they get a referral from an Italian restaurant, there'll be a pizza. Chicken, there'll be fried chicken, whatever, hamburgers. And so and we've decided, we do a lot of food-related things anyway with our team. So we're going to just check with them and see what they would like to do. We're older, and most of our employees are younger. So we hope to get some good input from them. And that's it.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I almost want to do do you guys remember Hans and Franz? We want to pump you up. Let's do it together. We want to pump you up, baby. Great job. Great job. Let's give her a power clap. 1, 2, 3. Nice job, everybody. Did you have some fun? Okay, we went through 3 different exercises. We did the bring the marketplace to your people. How hard is it to make money? Was that helpful? Thank you, Mom. I feel like my mother would only say, yes, Stephen, you did a nice job. Well done. How about the dollar exercise, connecting people to it? Was that helpful? Okay, and what about mini games? Okay, there's still a lot to learn. I will tell you this, in your workbook, there is a checklist. Use it. Go to your people, work through a blank template, figure out what's going on, and then run it through the checklist. That'll help you stress test it. So to close up today, I want to give you a preview of what's going to happen. Tomorrow, as we get to a bigger group, we're actually going to take a little bit deeper dive on the principles and practices. I'll bring new examples of mini games and different things. I think you'll find it refreshing and also maybe help you go a little bit deeper. And then Friday, what we'll be doing is even going further with it. So I'm going to walk through all 10 steps and showing you examples along the way of what it's like to implement the great game fully throughout the organization. So to wrap up, this is what I wanted to show you. Imagine if you had different teams, different departments doing mini games, right? You're uniting them. You're headed toward that critical number. Again, driver to the critical number, right, from each area. But think about if everybody was working on something, you know, something that, I know it looks like coronavirus, someone said, but that's not the point. Here's the deal. It's really easy to stop one guy. It's pretty hard to stop 100. That's one of our higher laws of business. And I want to thank you guys so much for the extra time today. You were awesome. See you tomorrow. Thank you. See ya. Aw, come on. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.